Success story. Now go to the success story.
Silly, glamorous, or extreme, everyone likes taking selfies, whatever the style. I Love English looks at the fun, but sometimes risky activity of taking photos of yourself.
The selfie, our passion for self-portraits.
The word selfie is so popular that the Oxford Dictionary named it Word of the Year in 2013. A selfie is a photo of oneself. According to the dictionary, the word was written for the first time in 2002 by an Australian man. This is possibly because many Australian slang words end in e, for example, Barbie, surfy, Aussie, and selfie.
The first selfie. Robert Cornelius, an American pioneer in photography, took a picture of himself in 1839. This self-portrait is often considered to be the first selfie in history.
Cool and creative selfies. In the past 15 years, smartphones and social networks have made selfies a global phenomenon. Unlike old cameras with film, you don't pay to develop and print each photo, so you can take as many selfies as you like. Selfies are a cool and creative way for people to express themselves, often with a little help from filters and funny stickers on photo-sharing apps. Every 10 seconds, 1,000 selfies are posted to Instagram.
Celebrities love selfies. Stars also love selfies. Ariana Grande, Will Smith, Barack Obama, and even the Pope follow the trend. Celebrities post selfies to share moments of their lives, give news, and communicate with their fans. The most famous group selfie was taken during the 2014 Oscars ceremony and features actors Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, and other film stars.
Extreme selfies. What is more dangerous, a selfie or a shark? In fact, between 2011 and 2017, more than 250 people died taking extreme selfies. Fatal shark attacks are far more rare. Some people try to take selfies with a wild animal or from the edge of a cliff or tall building. The Indian city of Mumbai has even created no selfie zones. So, think twice before you take a selfie.